Blog Talk Radio.
This is a state of emergency. The black man must believe in the existence of God. Black men must respect one another. The black man must respect the black woman. The black man must take care of his children. The black man must make sure his children are educated, teach them about their culture. The black man must take care of his health. The black man must get an annual checkup from his doctor. The black man must drink 8 glasses of water on a daily basis to have a balanced system, and he must eat the proper foods for longevity. The black man must take his children to school as much as possible and help them with their homework. The black man must get as much education as possible. Education means power. Must choose education over the prison industrial complex. You don't want to be a slave. The black man must teach his son how to be a man. Black men must teach their sons to respect black women and girls. The black man must speak the truth. Black man must realize fear is the mind killer. The black man must only fear God. Black men must support each other during the good times and the bad times. The black man must keep his community clean. Black man must respect all of God's creatures. The black man must bring peace to Mother Earth. The black man must communicate with his woman so there can be harmony in the universe. The black man must protect his family from all negative stimuli that is trying to destroy him. Black man must be well groomed, because you know we have to represent. The black man must stay focused on doing the right thing. The black man must give direction to our youth, boys and girls. Black man must abstain from drinking alcohol and using drugs because it is destroying our community. The black man must enjoy life and the positive things it has to offer. The black man must look to God for direction and guidance. The black man must become an economic force in his community. He must do for self. The black man must help the less fortunate. The black man must become a leader in the world and not a follower. The black man must control his image, his music, and his mind. A man who does not control his destiny will be controlled by others. The black man must stop all black-on-black crime in his community. Black man, if you can't love yourself, how can you expect someone else to love you? beautiful you rise, O eternal God. You are radiant, lovely, powerful. Your love is great, all-encompassing. Amen. This is the Conscious Mind Force.
was meant to dominate and to control. You were the ones with the illusions. Why is it that you were so naive? You let people redress something that you invented, sell it back to you, and enslave you through it. Our relationship with the people of the world and the fact that we created peaceful nations that had no word for jail because no one had ever gone to one. No word for old people's home because no one ever threw away grandma and grandpa. No word for orphanage. We did all of this, and over half of human civilization was over before we knew that a European was in the world. Before he wore a shoe or lived in a house that had a window. Now, Africa has always and still is the prize for the whole world. We have always been the prize because we have always had and still have something that other people won't, think they can't do without, and don't care to pay for. Because we have always been the prize, we have been under siege for over 3,000 years. The main thing imperialism did, slavery and imperialism, they removed African people from the respectful commentary of history. When they discovered you, they began to prey on you. And what we have to understand now, in the period of superior brainwashing, is there is no European answer for African problems. Either Africans find a solution to African problems, or there is no solution. And if you don't find a solution soon, you go back into slavery. We have to stop all of this nonsense about who belongs to what religion, when all of them were imposed on us in the first place. We stop all this fight between Muslims and Christians, when neither one of the religions are doing them any good or moving them toward independence. All of them are handmaids of conquerors. All of them are religions of conquerors. We were naive when we accepted their interpretation of something that we had all along. I'm saying we need to take a good look at ourselves. I'm not talking about burning churches. I'm not talking about getting rid of religion. Understand me well. I am saying that every single thing that touches your life, religious, socially, and politically, must be an instrument of your liberation, or you must throw it into the ash can of history. We've been the victims of propaganda. Now, the Bible that you get so dewy-eyed over is one of the greatest pieces of propaganda ever written. If you want to read the Bible, why don't you read the Bible one day and read Mein Kampf the next day and see the comparison? That's hard on your mind, because you think if you don't have Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, you don't have that spirituality. I've got more spirituality after I put all of them down. A lot of people need to stop reading some religious books and read some straight history without fables, without suppositions, without myths. Read straight history. The Europeans doing the slave trade not only read the African out of history, they colonized history, they colonized information about history. That what you have to do is take a holistic look. Now that not only at your position in the world, but your potential in the world. But if there are a billion of you on the face of this earth, scattered all over the world, what do you need with a friend other than yourself? Why can't you turn inward on yourself and say, I will wear no clothes I don't produce. Start with your underwear. I wear no shoes that's not made by a brother. You're creating a shoe factory, employment at once. Start buying airplanes, break them down and study them, later on make airplanes. What this whole thing is about is the restoration of confidence. It has been the role of these handmaidens of colonialism to destroy your confidence in yourself. We produced the first human society that said you can't be a king unless you got a queen. You can't be a god unless you got a goddess. We got confused with someone else's ideas, someone else's concept and definition of us. What we have to understand is that faith has not spared us for an idle reason. What is there in us that made us strong enough to take this heavy blow? 500 years of slavery, one way or the other. Slavery, neocolonialism. What made us strong enough to survive? What is faith saved us to do? And inasmuch as we gave the world its first humanity, faith has saved us to give the world its last humanity. What we have to do is to believe it, to believe that we are worthy of it, and to believe that we are capable of it. What black studies should be about, what black religion should be about, is the restoration of the confidence. And the restoration of the confidence is we must rule the state again.